Good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber from Santa Am Christian High School, where the Warriors and the Eagles are set for a couple of showdowns.
Yes.
Between two similarly ranked teams. On the boys' side of things, it's number 11 versus number 12. Santa Am Christian 11-5, 4-0 in league. Amity 9-7, 3-1 in league. So they're both sitting in that catbird seat. Anything in the top 12 is going to get you a bye, basically. You're going to be into the round of 16. The next eight teams are going to have to play to get in for those four spots.
Mm-hmm.
So being at 12 is huge. So both of these teams would love to be in that top 12. And if one of them can sweep the other one this year, that's going to guarantee it.
And this is the only chance you have. You could, we could win all the rest of those other games with lower group of ours. It's not going to help you in your ranking.
No, nope.
It's the game.
This game in Dayton.
It's only
three games. We have three games left that can help us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point, Ron. And then on the girls end of things, it's, four versus five, I believe. Amity at four and Santa Ana Christian at five. So, we're hoping for a couple of really interesting games tonight. And, we saw Santa Ana Christian boys play in summer ball and they beat us then. This group of Amity boys has come a long way since then.
Oh yeah. That was some of their first games they had with a new coach.
Yeah. And you don't always have your whole group together and you're not always sure what you're running, and Santa Ana Christian a little bit more continuity than that. But I think with the Warriors, what we've seen is them develop kind of a defensive identity over the last month.
And physical. Inside, we're a lot more physical than most teams we're going to play.
And
not very much finesse, but.
And we can get more physical yet. We've got a couple of boys who still don't like to box out very much, and when they start boxing out a little bit more, you're hoping that's contagious, right? In practice, in games. You want all of these. We've got four kids that can play around the basket, but one of them is really physical, one of them is kind of physical, and the other two rely on finesse and jumping. And length and,
yeah,
you know, that. And when if we can get all four of them to box out, put a body on somebody, chest up the cutters, just take on that physical attitude on the defensive end especially, that this defense is going to get even better inside.
And really, all four of them have the propensity to get in foul trouble just because of what you just talked about. Gavin and JJ can try to check everything and they get out of control, and all of a sudden you got picked up two fouls that should have never got.
Yeah.
And then Reagan and Kobe just bowling the china shop. They're just going for a ball. Somebody got in the way.
Yeah.
Bang.
And some of those are okay.
Uh-huh.
Well,
with this kid here, I think you got to show him that you're not going to let him bully you.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Because remember, they just put him at the high post this summer, and he just bullied his way down to the hoop.
Yep, exactly. We did have some problems with him. He's about 6'5", 6'6", something like that. I believe it's Benjamin Bourne is his name. And this is a team. They're going to start one, two, three seniors and a couple of juniors. So pretty good experience on the floor. I am trying to remember how they did last year, Ron. Do you remember?
No.
I'm better at remembering how girls did last year than I am at how the boys did. Because our boys weren't in it last year, and so it was one of those things that doesn't stick with you quite as well. We did watch some of the boys' tournament, but I don't remember seeing them down there.
Did they go? I don't think they went.
See if we can pull this up here. Maybe. Winter activities, boys basketball. And we got to switch the year. So if you go to OSAA.
Go to archives.
Yeah, well, if you go down to the bottom right corner, you can change the year. And you can change it back to 21-22 here. And it'll have this little wipe thing go across the screen. And then you can go to the brackets. You can take a look here at 3A down at the state tournament. And Santa Ana Christian was not there last year. They lost to Umatilla. Santa Ana Christian was the 5 seed when the season ended, and they lost to Umatilla in the first round here at Santa Ana Christian. It was a home game for them, 71-61. And then Umatilla went on to lose to Cascade Christian by 30 in the first round of the tournament at Coos Bay and Marshfield. And then beat Pleasant Hill and beat Vail. Umatilla ended up taking fourth place last year. And so Santiam Christian probably on a little bit of a mission after being the five seed entering the tournament, maybe kind of assuming they were going to get down to the final site, and ended up blowing that opportunity. And so so this year, when we look at the rankings, we pull this back here to 22-23 here, and sorry, this is the Wi-Fi is not great here. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
There's no phone service.
No phone service. We've got one bar for Verizon inside this gym.
Kind of. It's a weak bar.
Yep.
All right. So if we go to the 3A boys. Okay. So right now, Westside Christian sitting at number one. They passed Dayton back up. They're 15-2 overall. Dayton 15-1 at number two. De La Salle, Oregon Episcopal, Cascade Christian sits at five, which is, I think, the most underrated team.
Seven-footer.
Yeah, they're a matchup nightmare. I don't think their guard play is what it was last year, but they've got tremendous size. Cresswell sits at six, Banks at seven. We saw Banks play. I think Banks is underrated.
They're a very good team.
Very experienced, physical, disciplined team that shoots the ball pretty well but plays great defense. That's going to get you a long ways in this tournament. If I were going to kind of re-rank these, I think Westside Christian has the most talent in the state, I think. Dayton's the best coach.
De La Salle beat Westside Christian, though.
Well, I talked to Robbie about that. Said, what's going on with Westside? Because they're loaded with talent. He said they got a bunch of transfers this year, and they're not playing consistently together.
Yeah.
They're struggling as a team. Individually, tons of talent. When they run into a well-coached team, they're struggling.
They played before you got down to Harrisburg. Yeah. They played, and they've got two studs. I mean, they're two big guys. The one guy was Player of the Year, I think, last year. Can't remember his name, but he's a stud.
So I think if you look at 3A right now, I think those seven teams that I named off, I think are a cut above the next group. And I think Amity, Santiam Christian fall into that next group along with Burns and Pleasant Hill and Riverdale, Valley Catholic.
Just about anybody below there.
There's a big group that could go any direction, right?
Yeah.
And then I think you get down around 20 and it drops off again quite a bit. So, Amity and Santiam Christian, they are playing for something. They're playing to try to get into that top 12 at the end of the year, which is a huge advantage to get one less game where something can go wrong. Talking when you were off the air there for a minute, Santiam Christian was the five seed last year. They lost at home in the first round to Umatilla by 10, 71-61.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, they were looking to get past that down. They were sure. You know, they had that ride into that home court against the 12 seed.
Dayton was one and they were two last year.
Yeah. All right. We're going to have the national anthem here. We'll take a quick break and be back here on KLYC. Amity Warrior basketball tonight from Santiam Christian High School in Adair Village, just north of Corvallis. And getting ready for the introductions here. Had a nice rendition of the national anthem by an eighth grader here from Santiam Christian. So for the Warriors tonight, Andrew Grove, Evan Berkey, Trent Carton, Colby Nyseth, and J.J. Howard will be the starting five. I like that Devin has kind of found what he likes in terms of starters and his rotation off of the bench. And I mean, it's like clockwork. Reagan and George will be in sometime in the middle of that first quarter. Who they come in for kind of depends on how the game is going. So there's some routine, but there's also some flexibility exhibited by Devin based on what he sees in the game. Usually Gavin comes in a little bit later and comes in and has a chance to make a big impact on the game quickly. And then Mike Mather is the next guy potentially off the bench if you need some guard play and some shooting. So that's kind of the order of your rotation.
That's about as deep as we could go. And
comfortably.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's with Mike, it's been kind of hit and miss. And I don't know what's been going on there with his minutes. You know, sometimes he'll play a pretty good stretch, and other times he doesn't get off the bench. So I'm not sure about that. But
he has a short leash on turnovers. They just don't like his passing. Yeah.
So for the Eagles, it's going to be a senior, Camden Carley, number one. Number two, Blake Bosshart, a junior. Number three is Caden Trimmer, a senior. Number five, Jacob Yenchek. a junior, and number 23, Benjamin Bourne, a senior. So Chris, Carly Bosshart Trimmer, 1, 2, and 3. 5 is Yenchek. 23 is Bourne. That's for my edification, not yours. Colby will jump with Bourne.
They put their shorts on one leg at a time. I think it looks like a pretty good match if we just stay composed.
So kind of based on their results this year, you know, we're in that same tier.
It's we played some really good teams. That first, that ranking, we played the top four teams.
Yeah, OES, De La Salle, not top four, we haven't played Westside.
No.
Colby wins the tap against Bourne. Bourne's got him by 5 inches. Grove in the corner, on the wing now, Carton on the right side, looking inside, dumps to JJ in the high post, back out to Evan, swings it cross court in the corner. Grove, no good, good
nice
Bourne inside by Nyseth, up and in!
There
Colby Nyseth. Boxed out, got the offensive board. We talked about the physicality inside. Warriors press. They break it into the corner. They find Bourne cutting to the basket. Flicks it up and in. Good pass from the corner there from number 5, Yenchek. Warriors break the pressure. Great pass. Carton traveled, I think. Yep. He got one extra step along that baseline.
It was definitely a travel. There's no...
And then he got blocked by Bourne on top of it. A little insult to injury there.
Yeah.
All right, 2-2. Early
Stop,
in the first
power
quarter.
Up, fake him in the air. If you're gonna, he can get up. This summer he had several blocks against us.
Warriors in a 2-2-1 press.
We
with
did
Grove and Berkey up top.
We did break their press.
Pretty was, easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it to the
middle.
That's
a good sign.
It is. Bourne gets it to Carly. Carly in the corner. Three-pointer missed there by Trimmer. Ball out of bounds to the Eagles along the baseline. Kind of a mad scramble down there. They'll inbound right side of the key along the baseline. Bourne triggers it into the corner. Now out on top, Carly. They go to Trimmer on the left wing.
Oh,
drive,
travel,
got away with it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, back out to Carly. Carly over to Bosshart. Bosshart dribbles across the top of the key. Gets it back to Carly. Carly swings it to Yenchek. Starts to drive out to Bourne. Takes the 17-footer from the right elbow and misses it. Berkey with the rebound. Good patience by the Warriors defensively not to get out of position. High post, Nyseth turns, buries
nice.
It from the foul line.
Great
Colby,
shot.
Colby Nyseth, well, he knows he may only play 4 or 5 minutes here at the beginning of the game. You got to get your shots in. He's 2 for 2. Good job by Colby. Warriors a little 2-2-1 pressure. They get it back in the hands of Carly. Carly working on Berkey in this 2-3 zone. Over to Trimmer, back in the corner. Carly for 3. Good. Quick release by Camden Carly. 5-4 in favor of the Eagles.
Uh-oh.
Berkey with it in the right angle. Back out on top to Grove. Taking their time here against this 2-3 zone. Over to Carton. Left wing. Drives. Hangs. Down low. Nyseth. Up on the reverse. Misses. And then he gets fouled on the putback.
I think number 5 got him.
Good job by Colby to stick with that. He was in the land of giants in there.
Yeah,
that's going to be on Yenchek. Number 5.
Yeah.
Colby with all 4 Warrior points looking to add to that. He'll have 2 free throws coming up. 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter.
That's been his modus operandi the last few games. At first quarter, he's just really on fire.
Misses the first foul shot. Rolls around and comes off the front of the rim. One more for the senior forward. It's 2 dribbles and short, but he gets his, he couldn't get the rebound off of JJ's hand and out of bounds. Almost got it. JJ, good job to tip that ball out of there, but it was a little too fast on the front spin there. Kicked out of bounds. Still 5-4. Eagles on top by 1. Carly works across half court. Berkey up on him tight. 2-3 zone extended here. Carly backs it out on the left wing. In the corner, Yenchek for 3, no good. Rebound inside, Bourne puts it up and in, no box out. Benjamin Bourne with 4, and it's a 7-4 lead. Berkey, Ball fake, gets it ahead to Nyseth. He turns.
He's going.
All the way in, lays it up a little short, Bourne with the rebound. Nice move, thought he was going to get fouled. Didn't get much contact there from Jencheck. Carley gives it up to Bosshart. Bosshart swings it to Jencheck on the right angle. Dribbles to the top of the key. Back over to Bosshart. Baseline picks up his dribble back to Bourne. They like to run this through Bourne. He loses it as Grove knocks it away. They reset to Carley on top. Berkey quickly closes out. Trimmer on the right angle. Dribbles to the top of the key. Man to man now for the Warriors. JJ all over him. Good defense there. Carley with it. Backs it out to the center circle and they reset their offense. 4:45 to go. They go down low to Bourne. Bourne spins, misses. He had a bunny and he got distracted by Carton. Rebound Warriors. Grove in the right corner. Carton drives baseline, hooks a pass out. Back into Nyseth. Foul line
good
jumper
shot.
Buries it. Good pass by Berkey to get into Nyseth as he cut to that foul line from the sideline. 6-7. 1 point Eagles lead. All 6 points for Colby Nyseth for the Warriors. Now back to the 2-3 zone. Giving them some different looks, mixing up the man-to-man and this zone look. Jencheck in the right corner. Carley, jab step, back to Jencheck on top. Swings left angle. Bosshart doesn't want to shoot. Gives it up to Bourne. After Jencheck, 22-footer, no good. And Bourne's going to get fouled. No body on him again. We talk about Ron, we've got to box out. And I would think of all the guys
who's
you could find.
Nyseth.
Of all the guys that you could find to box out, Bourne should be the easiest one. He's 6'5", 6'6". It's not hard to find him out there. Mm-hmm. Clark and, Meeker will come in.
Well, you play a 2-3 zone, it's hard enough to block out man-to-man.
It is.
2-3, it's 2-3 zone, it's twice as hard.
So JJ and Trent out. So 5 seniors on the floor now for the Warriors. Trent had a nice drive and kick down here on that last one. That led to Berkey finding Nyseth on the cut on the ball reversal. Bourne misses a pair. Long rebound on the floor picked up by Nyseth. That was a long rebound. That ball came out 8-10 feet. Nyseth in the middle. Hesitation.
Got it.
Pulls up, misses. Clark with the rebound inside. Puts it on the floor. Goes up, blocked by Bourne. Bourne is long in there. Reagan knew it was coming too. Three-pointer from the corner. Missed. Bourne rips it away. Gets inside. Misses. Berkey with the rebound inside. Energy level picking up for both teams here. Meeker back to Grove. So far, it's all Colby Nyseth. For the Warriors, 7-6, they are trailing by one.
Lay
Clark,
in.
Cutting, he's fat, no jump ball.
Jump ball.
That was Jencheck, coming down, got the jump. Everybody's intensity picked up. You could just feel it coming out of that last foul shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, everything's like been turned up by half a speed. Both ends of the floor, both teams. Got just a little bit more frenetic out there. They look for Bourne on the cut, and he dunks it. That was a nice design play. Bourne rolled from one side, got just a little bit of interference, rolled to the basket and threw it down. Long pass to Berkey, finds Nyseth, buries the little jumper. 9-8 Eagles. Warriors hanging in there by one. So we'll see how Reagan reacts here. We've seen a little bit out of this big kid. He's given up probably an inch and a half to him, maybe two. But weight-wise, it's close. I mean, the Bourne kid is not small. He's got to be 215 pounds, something like that.
Nice looking tight end.
Yep, he's in the high post. Hands off to Carley, gets it back. Takes a three, buries it. Well, that changes the game right there defensively, doesn't it? That, boy, if he's going to hit, there's a bad pass in the backcourt. But Berkey gets a block on the lay-in attempt. In the corner, they get it back to Carley. Warriors recover. Carley for three. No good. Bourne with another rebound.
Out of bounds.
They're going to get Berkey for a foul. Coming down on top.
Berkey got a really nice
block.
It was, shoot.
That was a breakaway lay-in.
Yeah.
Usually that's a foul called, but it was a good block by Berkey. Fouls on the floor. Second team foul on the Warriors. 12-8. So Warriors got their work cut out for them with Bourne here. He's got all 12. No, he's got 9 of their points. There's a missed three. Long rebound in the corner, knocked out of bounds by Grove. Colby actually had position on that, but the rebound was so long that Trimmer was going to be able to get it if Grove didn't poke it out. So now we've seen Bourne with a dunk on a curl. We've seen him with a three. Everything but make his free throws. He posts up in the high post, turns on Clark, and draws the foul and scores. Wow. If Reagan can't handle him, we're in trouble.
We got him. I think we got it.
Got to double him.
You're going to have double him, or you got to go back to that zone.
Yeah. Man to man, he's just too good. And I'm looking at them now when they're not standing together. He's got to be 6'7".
Yeah.
Hits a free throw after missing a pair. He has 12 points in the first quarter. And he is taking everybody on the Warriors to school right now.
Oh, it's the Kobe and Bourne show.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've only got 8 out of Colby. It's a 7-point lead. Yeah, I think we're going to have to switch up to some sort of a zone again. We had a little bit.
This is what happened to us in the summertime. Remember, JJ, it's not a good matchup for JJ. It's not a good matchup for Gavin.
Well,
you're going to have to, I'll put Kobe on him.
Well, Reagan needs to sit on his right hand a little bit more because he's turned to his right a couple of times now. You know, and part of this is, like you said, in some recent games, he hasn't done a lot.
No,
And so if you watch tape, you didn't have this in your defensive game plan, right?
No.
Like, okay.
Well,
so
they went and watched Monday. Yeah. They watched you play.
So you're learning as you go here a little bit about how to defend him. And I'll tell you right now, you better sit on that right hand and make him go back to your help defense.
And then we had a bad turnover against the press.
And that led to another basket eventually.
Yeah. This is
actually
bad.
A 3-point play. Berkey almost stripped from behind. Gets it in the corner to Meeker for
Could
three.
Be.
No good. Grove with a great rebound, and it's taken away from behind by Bosshart. What a steal. Grove had an excellent offensive rebound and a steal from behind by Bosshart as he put the ball on the floor. Jenchek out on top. Swings it left side. Bosshart drives baseline. Little floater. No good. Oh, loose ball inside. Oh, Warriors don't get the rebound. Jenchek buries a three, and that's a couple of times now the Warriors have had a chance and have blown their opportunity to go the other way. Nyseth in the middle. Hesitation. Finds a cutter. Grove. Back to Nyseth. Picked off. Warriors are just careless with the ball, Ron.
Really?
Is that 5 turnovers?
Four.
Four. Yeah, yeah, too many. Way too many. 18-8. Bourne. Looking at the top of the thing. Clark's going to get a foul here, pushing on him. He's not careful. There's a drive by Carley. They kick it back out to Bosshart. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. 10-point Eagle lead. They're on a 9-0 run, Ron. And it's been pretty much all Bourne.
Uh-oh.
A little crossover, kick out, Trimmer for three. No good.
Oh.
Rebound inside. No box out on Bosshart. Out to Bourne. 10 seconds. Another three for Carley. He misses that one. That should have been a foul on Jenchek. He's out of bounds instead. He came right across George's left shoulder there. Meeker had that rebound on the baseline. 6 seconds left to go, first quarter. Warriors need a basket badly here. Berkey, his pass tipped, throws it ahead to Meeker with 2 seconds from half court.
Oh,
fouled. They're gonna give him 3 shots. She's got her hand up.
Yeah.
Meeker's going to the line for three. Yeah, you can get away with a lot on a last second shot. You can't get away with pulling the guy to the ground. So, with no time left on the clock, Meeker will go there by himself. And the teams can't go to the bench officially yet. Are they going to put time back on the clock?
No.
Then why are they lining up? You don't line up if there's no time on the clock.
Well, the foul happened at the buzz, but she put time on.
Yeah, 0.3.
3 tenths.
So they are putting 3 tenths back on. So, not that that'll matter for a shot. It might make it easier for Meeker to shoot because he'll have some guys standing down there. Misses the first one. Warriors are really out of sync offensively outside of Nyseth and defensively for that matter. Two more for Meeker. 3 tenths of a second left first quarter. Chance to cut it down here and he misses another one. Well, we can get it to single digits anyway. I thought we might get it down to 7. Meeker finally hits one. One out of three there. They'll inbound, and that is the end of the first quarter. So after one, Santiam Christian with a commanding 18-9 lead over your Warriors. We'll be right back after the start of the second quarter here from Santiam Christian High School. The Warriors trail the Eagles.
They 18-9. Took out Kobe.
Well, Colby and Reagan are out. J.J. Carton and
Gavin.
Gavin are in. Who else? Sebby's Andrews out as well, along with Berkey and Meeker still in at the guard positions. So not quite as big. This is going to be interesting. That means we're going to a zone, right? We're not going to play man without Reagan or Colby in there with Bourne on the floor.
No.
So Warriors with the ball. Meeker fakes the three. Picks up his dribble, back out on top to Berkey. Tell you, these guards do a good job of overplaying the reverse. Beaker hits a three, offensive foul on JJ.
What do you do?
No basket. Are they gonna, well, they're gonna talk about the basket.
He was getting posted up. JJ was going.
Hold on, let's see what the call is here on whether the basket's good. No basket.
What?
They're gonna say it happened before the basket. And Devin wants to know, because Meeker buried that three. Devin, hands on his hips.
I think we got took on that one.
I think so, too. I mean, the officials have no way of looking at a replay, so by default, they probably should have gone to the basket counting. Warriors with some pressure. Ball on the floor. Pulled loose. Berkey picks it up. Berkey in attack mode. Backs it out. Ah, and another intercepted pass. Jencheck slides down from the top and picks that one off, intended for Watson. Warriors have been intercepted a number of times. Left corner, three, Trimmer, no good. Long rebound, knocked
ours.
Out of bounds by Jencheck. Warriors basketball. Boy, the Warriors have been so careless with their passes, Ron.
Oh.
You got us for seven turnovers. Ron might have missed one, but it's been ugly on the turnover side of things. Trimmer is out. They replace him with number 12, Fosdick. Berkey swings it. They go high post to JJ, back out to Berkey. Berkey from the elbow buries it.
Just somebody else made
Clyde Drexler clotheslining it home right there. Great elevation on that jump shot. Just drilled it. Bourne gives it up to Carly. Carly swings it to Bosshart.
Man. They missed a big guy inside. He's wide open.
What do we got here? 1-3-1 zone for the Warriors right now.
Uh-oh.
Bourne from the foul line misses
nice.
That. Hey, if you get him shooting from get him shooting from 15 feet, we'll take it, because if he gets to the basket, we're in trouble. Good rebound inside and a foul called. They're not going to put the player numbers up there?
Nah.
Warriors inbound the ball, down by seven. Berkey gets it across, loses it.
Turned it over.
The dribble got tipped, and then he bounced it off his foot. And Devin pleading for a foul on that. I don't know.
Pretty handsy.
Well, there's been seven fouls called in the game, so neither team getting whistled a lot here. Eagles ball. There's a travel. Oh my goodness, he shuffled his feet. That was Bosshart. Kick it out in the corner.
Oh.
And that's Jencheck burying his second three of the game from the right corner. Good ball movement. And they got a couple kids that can shoot the ball, Ron.
Yeah.
Meeker.
Where's he
gets
going?
In deep. Back out to Berkey on top. 6 minutes to go. 10-point game. Meeker misses this three. Tipped and Carton. Good job. Pulls up
jumper
from the elbow. Misses it. Berkey with the rebound. Little floater. Gets it to go. Berkey and Carton doing a good job on the offensive glass there. It's back to an 8-point game, 21-13. 1-3-1 still for the Warriors.
They're in trouble.
Timeout taken.
They're in trouble.
Yeah, they were struggling a little bit with that 1-3-1. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, I think. So the change to a zone defense, you bring in some fresh legs off the bench, and you're getting
Gavin.
Some results.
Gavin makes things happen up there on top.
He does.
And the rest of them just need to rotate, right? I think they're going to
play those passing lanes.
Throw some bad passes. Yeah.
But boy, they got to, the problem on a 1-3-1, if you don't get a good rotation out there to that corner, it's wide open. If they went high, up near the elbow and then diagonal to that corner, and Yenchek wide open there, just like practice for him. He likes, and he camps in that corner. He just camps down there.
Yeah. Well, you got the big guy inside. Why not? They're going to put these two gunners in the corner.
Yep. And dare you to come off them. Eagles ball. They double Carley.
Offensive
struggling.
Foul.
Hooks a pass out of bounds. Good defense by the Warriors. That was, was that JJ and Meeker over there?
Yeah.
Gavin and JJ.
It was Gavin and Meeker.
Okay. Great defense there. They got that double on Carley. In the middle, they get it over to Meeker. Puts the brakes on. Good press break there. Good job by JJ. Carton for three. Halfway down, won't stay.
That's not a
jump ball.
Oh, no
way. That's a jump ball. Oh, my goodness. That's a jump ball. He had ball on top of the hand. That one was missed. The reason the Eagles player fell to the floor is because Gavin had his hand on top of the ball. Watch a replay on that one. You'll see we're right. That was an easy call from up here. All right. So Gavin gets a foul on that. 15 foul on the Warriors.
Oh.
Bank shot on top. Three-pointer for Carley. Wow. Straight away bank. 24-13. Berkey. Back to Meeker. There's some opportunities here that we're not capitalizing on. Warriors play catch on top. Meeker swings it to Carton. Carton on the left wing. Nothing there against this 2-3 zone. Berkey. Got to find Gavin on the baseline there. Carton on the left wing. Drives. Hangs. Scoops it up and in.
That was nice.
Yep, and he dared Bourne to come and try to block that shot. He knew what he was going to do and go under his arm if he got there. I will say this, Trent's played against a lot of tall guys playing AAU ball. We don't see a lot in our league.
Oh.
And JJ just has no chance down there. They got the ball down to Bourne, and that's just not a, JJ can't hold his ground against that. Meeker with the drive, blocked out of bounds by Bourne. That'll work against the 6'2 guys. It won't work against the 6'6 guy. Gavin out and Berkey out. Grove and Nyseth in. Carton, Howard, and Meeker stay on the floor. Warriors box it up. Grove to inbound. Out on top to Meeker. Meeker body him up right away.
What if they let him do that? That's...
Yeah, that was really a foul.
Oh.
Ball tipped. Another bad pass. They're going to get Carton for a reach in there. Not a bad foul. 16 foul on the Warriors. Stopped the break going the other way. Boy, so many turnovers, Ron. We up to 10?
Well, yeah.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Too many turnovers. Can't be on pace for 22, 23 turnovers. Hook a pass down low. Nyseth read that one. There was some miscommunication on the Eagles. Nyseth picks it off. Grove in the right angle. Gets it to Carton. Baseline hangs. Flicks
good.
It up and in.
Nice.
Good attack.
Shot.
The big guy wasn't there. He hadn't run the floor yet. Carton took advantage of that to get the little floater on the right baseline. 26-17, 3.5 minutes to go in the first half.
There,
and then throw it away. That was unforced. That was, I think that's on 12. Fosdick not popping out.
Somebody's coming out. One of those guards is coming out.
Fosdick's coming out.
Yeah, he messed up.
Well, he didn't pop out. He came more along the three-point line. I think he was supposed to pop out along the sideline. Mozhart tried to get him the ball, and he wasn't there.
Uh-oh.
Meeker throws it away the other way.
Man, he's just...
Well, it's good pressure. This is the best, I think, guard pressure that we've seen, except for Dayton, maybe.
Dayton for a moment.
Yeah.
But
these guys
are
extending it. Yeah, this is every time down the floor, the guards are putting tremendous pressure on us. They might have watched some tape, right? Bourne at the high post, backs Nyseth down. Kicks
that's
it back out. Yep. Well, and he saw the help from JJ coming there too. In the corner, 3-point attempt. Trimmer misses. Bourne, oh my goodness. Went up high, tipped it away. Nyseth had a good box out there. Bourne just jumped up, tipped the ball away, and then got it again. It's good to be 6'6" and athletic. So on the alternating possession was a jump ball. Yenchek will inbound left side of the key along the baseline. 2:52 left to go. They find who is at number two, Bosshart, right along the baseline, flicks
that's
it up and in.
That's the out-of-bounds play they ran the JV game to tie it up.
28-17, Warriors down 11. Meeker out to Grove on top.
What are we doing?
Over to Carton, back to Grove. Almost lost it. My goodness. Oh. Skip past Carton, pulls it down to the corner. Barely stays in bounds. Tries to throw it off of Yenchek, and it gets stolen. Carley with it.
Oh.
Right angle. Three-pointer. No good. Nobody boxed out. Bourne with the rebound. Three-point missed by Yenchek. Rebound JJ.
Foul.
And that'll be a reach-in foul on Bossard.
My stats are ended. I need your pencil. I got no pencil. Wait, I do too. I go.
Meeker out and Mather in.
Meeker's had some questionable passes.
He's struggling today. He's been frustrated by this guard pressure for sure. And the one shot he makes, they take away from him. Really mess up with your rhythm. Grove to Nyseth. They break the pressure in the corner to Mather. Back to Nyseth on the right angle. Hands to Mike. Mike picks up his dribble out to Grove. Grove, right angle, back in the corner. They feed Nyseth in the low post to Grove, cutting.
Guys
it up. No good. Carton with the rebound. He's fouled. He'll get two shots.
Good job.
Well, good job by Grove to not be afraid in there. He got the shot up, and that gave Carton a chance to get a board. Trent with 4 points going to the line to shoot two. Boy, it'd really be nice if they would put numbers up there.
I think it's on their control panel, but
it is.
You got to know how to do it.
Well, they've got the guy announcing and doing the score clock. And I'm going to tell you right now, folks,
you
that's
can't
Bush
do
League.
Both.
You can't do both. That's Bush League. You're going to mess stuff up. Oh. Carton hits one, misses the second one. Bourne with the rebound. Warriors are down 10. They were down 9 after 1. They've had a chance to cut into this lead here in the second quarter. Bourne hasn't been near as much of a factor against more zone. Now we're man-to-man. Nyseth just lost Bourne. They get him the ball. Nyseth gets back. They double. Back out. Three-pointer. Missed.
Oh, pushed.
Inside. Yenchek battling in there. We're going to have a jump ball.
It's ours.
Well, I tell you what. They are playing physical inside, and we're not handling it very well. Sandham Christian has a good football program. A lot of these kids are football players. They're not afraid to get in there and mix it up. They're not like some of the other private schools that we play. Grove with it in the right corner. They double him, gets it to Nyseth. Nyseth, the dribble, dumps it down low to JJ.
Oh,
JJ,
that's
got to
be a foul.
It. JJ had the lay-in,
guy's
jumped
on his
backwards
back.
Into him.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it maybe could have been a foul, but JJ also got to finish that.
Yes, he does.
There's a ball inside, knocked away by Carton, picked up by Grove. That's the Fosdick guy again. He's going to come back out, I'll bet. Because every time he touches the ball, bad things happen. 17-footer straight
nice.
On. Trent Carton buries it. He's got 7. Warriors have it down to 8.
These are in the offense shots. They're good shots.
Carley walks it up.
Their guards are keeping us in the ball game.
27 seconds and counting. Works to the right. Mather, good defense. They kick it back out. Yenchek for 3.
No.
Rebound. Mather. And he is fouled. You've got to call that. And they did out on top. Why didn't this official see that? She's looking right at it. How do you miss that rake right across the arms? But they get it out on top. The guy with the worst angle made the call. Bossart gets the foul. 16 foul. Both teams have 6 now. 16 seconds left to go here in the first half.
That must be his second.
It must
foul.
Be. Bossart out into the game. Christie. Warriors with 16 seconds
we
of chance to get this
shot.
Down to 6 or 5.
Don't turn it over.
Carton. Back to Mather. Mather. A lot of dribble. Gets it to Nyseth.
Who's shooting
7
it? Get
seconds.
It to Trent.
Swing it to Grove. Off his hands and out of bounds.
That's a bad pass.
It was. Grove was popping up and Nyseth threw it to the corner.
But who's the best shooter on the floor? It's got to get to
probably Grove. That's where they were trying to go. That corner 3. Just not a good pass.
Just don't give up one here. We'll be only down 8.
4.7. They get it to Bourne. Bourne dribbles across.
Bar.
Pulls up from about 28. Rims it. Pretty good looking shot from him. After 2, it's 28-20. Warriors down 8. Not out of this one here on the road. after that little burst they had in the middle of the first quarter has really been the difference in this game. They had about a 3-minute stretch where Bourne went off.
One guy.
He went off on us. And Jenchek hit that three to kind of seal that run.
Okay, the last 4 minutes, we put pressure on the guards. He put Kobe on the big guy.
Yep, he did a good job. And then we doubled him when he got the ball.
Exactly.
So whoever was closest, Trent, that one, Kobe was trailing, and he caught it in the low post on the right block. He went to make a move, and here came Carton. And then that ended the move, and he kicked it back out. That's what we've got to do. If we leave him man-to-man with anybody, he's going to score.
Yeah.
He's 6'6", long. He shoots the ball well. He knows how to play in the post.
Good touch. Good.
Yep.
Yeah. Their guards are their weak yep. people.
I mean, the only way you would stop that is with a bulky kid about 6'7", 6'8", that could actually challenge his shot.
And pretty much their offense is get it to him and kick it to one of the
shooter.
Other. Yeah.
Yep.
And the other four.
Yep.
The other four get in the key spots.
Yep, and then
if he can't go to the hoop.
Right, and if he can't kick it to a corner, he kicks it out, and then they try to go to the corner and then back to him. So it's really a pretty simple triangle offense on whichever side he goes to, and they're trying to find either him down low or the corner three. Those are their preference. And it works. I mean,
unless I messed up, Kobe was 4 for 6 in the first quarter, and that's it. He didn't do anything in the second quarter.
Yep.
So a little burst. It did a lot of right.
Kept us in the game. It was 9-8 when he had those 8 points.
And then the second quarter was Trent.
Trent's got 7.
And Berkey.
Berkey with 4. Meeker has 1. For Santiam Christian, the big guy Bourne with 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 points in that first half. But I think he had 12 of those in the first quarter. If my memory serves right. They only scored 10 in the second quarter, and I know Jenchek had a 3, Carley had a 3, and Bosshard had a 2. So that's 8. Bourne had 2 for 10. So, a much better job. And like I said, I don't think we knew what to expect. I think that first quarter was, what are they trying to do? Oh, okay. What adjustments do we need to make defensively?
And we did.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Here's the ball game right here.
Turnovers?
Yes.
I'm not even looking at what you're talking about, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
How many?
Well, Meeker has 4. Andrew has 2. Berkey has 5. Trent has 1. And Kobe has 1.
So 13 turnovers.
I called this one a turnover because that was a cripple. He had a lay-in. That should be.
Yeah, that was a painful miss.
Great pass.
On the left side, too.
Someone,
right where he wanted it.
Someone hit him with a great pass. I don't know who threw that ball.
I think Colby did from the high post.
Yes.
It was a good pass. Put it right where JJ could handle it.
Just go straight up.
Well, and he kind of jumped backwards to get a better angle. He got a little too deep. Yeah.
Which is one of his problems. He plays too low.
He drifts sometimes, right? Instead of staying disciplined for where do I need to be to catch the ball and be successful, you get that little bit of drift, and then you have to recover that step, and he needed to take a step in to get a better angle. When he did, he made contact, and that threw off his shot. He might have been able to call a foul, but because JJ jumped into him, I think they didn't call the foul.
When he caught the ball, the guy jumped on his back. That's what I was, should have been like just a one-on-one.
Maybe so. But good pass, got to finish those shots. We got to be strong. When you get that shot inside where there's nobody actually contesting your shot, we've got to finish. We missed a couple, but the turnover's the real story. We just far too many turnovers in that first half.
We're 0 for 4 from 3-point.
Well, we should be 1 for 5.
Yeah.
They took Meekers away.
That was a big shot.
Well, think about that. This is a 5-point game if you give us that, even with the foul. And I don't know how the low official can say that the shot wasn't going up yet. Kind of happens simultaneously. Usually you get kind of the benefit of the doubt if it's close. We didn't get it tonight. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break and be back with some other thoughts here. 6 minutes to go at halftime from Santiam Christian High School. Warriors trail 28-20. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Good pep band here at Santiam Christian School.
Looks like a combination of junior high and high schoolers.
Yeah, they've got about 20, 25 kids in their pep band. Maybe a little bit more, maybe with their percussion, maybe 30.
Yeah, a lot of 7th and 8th graders in there.
Yep, good group there.
We'll have one. Ours is coming.
It's coming along, yep. Casey's working on it. Casey Oyua, new music teacher, doing a great job building his band and choir capacity there.
I had fun subbing in that class.
Yeah.
Because it's well organized. The kids know what they're doing. And
they're doing some stuff that's cool.
Yeah.
Right. So they're having fun in there too. Just talking about this gym layout. If you've been to Santa Ana Christian Gym and you can ignore the Eagle wall, the Eagle cross wall, which dominates one end of the gym, it's black and dark red with a huge eagle on it and three crosses, and it says Santa Ana Christian Eagles, and it's got a big black hole up at the top. I don't know. It's the message isn't bad, but it's an unattractive way of expressing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, changes the way the end of the gym looks for shooting, for sure.
Yeah, so we'll be down at the other end now.
Yeah, now I'd have to look at that. Maybe that'll help our three-point shooting, huh? Talking about this gym, they've got 12 bleacher rows on one side, 8 on the other. Nothing at either end of this. So, you know, as we're getting ready to build a new competition gym in the next couple of years, you know, it's interesting to go to other gyms and kind of see the layout. This one is not as lopsided in terms of seating as Dayton. Dayton's got about 14 or 16 on one side and about 6 on the other side, right? Maybe
right.
5, 6, something like that. You know, so it's just kind of interesting to see. I think we want a similar capacity to Dayton, maybe a little bit more than Santa Ana Christian has.
Sheridan's got that one whole side with giant big bleachers and the other side, nothing. You're just sitting over against the wall.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to go with that. We've got a committee working on that's got some community representation, coach representation, teacher representation, admin. And that's been unanimous that we don't want it to be one-sided. So.
Well, we like this because there's room behind the benches and there's room for the team.
That's been a consideration, too. We want to control traffic flow so that coaches and teams aren't being having to deal with people walking in and out of the gym like they have to in ours. So we talked about in some of ours, you might have been in this conversation, in some of ours where we don't have a full gym, we can back up that side a couple of rows and allow.
We were thinking about experimenting
there.
With that on Saturday.
It'd be a good time to do it with Taft there, right?
No,
Sile.
Jefferson.
I'll get it right. I knew it was a team we hadn't played. I couldn't remember who it was.
The Ofer. I think they're like.
They won't travel well. It'll be all our fans, so that'll work. We've got a 28-20 game here, and as Ron and I were talking about this, a couple of things. One, we had not. Ron said that our boys had watched Santa Ana Christian play, but had not seen their big guy do anything.
No.
They featured him in that first quarter. They run their offense through him.
I don't think he got a point in the second quarter.
He had 2 points, the one basket. Yeah.
Okay. But who else do they have that can? The number 5 can shoot a wide open three, but their guards are not scary.
No, they're not. But the big guy is scary.
Yeah.
He's a solid 6'6 and probably 215 pounds, maybe 220. And he's got some moves. He's a basketball player.
Here we go. They're going
Yencheck,
into him right
low.
Away.
Where's the double? No double. He takes a hook shot, misses that. Colby with a good job of just playing that right hand. JJ with the rebound. Hanging out on that right hand, trying to make him go back to his left. Carton with it. Warriors get a stop. They went right to that low post, first time down. No double by the Warriors. I thought we might. Skip it over to Carton on the left wing. He backs it out against his 2-3 zone.
Patience.
Back to Grove on top. Grove works right in the corner to Berkey. Fakes the three. Steps in.
Oh.
Shot got blocked. I don't know if that was Trimmer or Bosshart.
He faked
with the block.
First time, but then he...
Needed a pump fake one more time. Let the other guy fly by. They ran two guys at him in the corner. So both teams start with a missed shot. Bosshart.
They're working for the big guy.
Yencheck on the left wing. Trying to get it to Bourne in the high post. Good defense. Now he gets it in the mid post, right side.
JJ's
turns, faces up, goes back to the left, spins to the right, bumps off of JJ. See how, or off of, Nyseth. See how he used Colby's body to create space.
Yeah.
He went into him and then away from him, and you, as a defender, it's really hard to recover from that. Warriors break the pressure. Nyseth with
got
the left hand up and in. Nyseth with 10 in the game.
You've done an excellent job of beating the press.
Yeah, the press itself is not that great. Their top pressure by the guards in the half court is where we've had problems with turnovers. Yencheck on the right wing. Dribbles left. Dumps it to Bourne out by the three-point line. On top, Trimmer drives. Met by Carton. Blocked foul.
Man.
Looked good from here, but they got Trent for the foul. That'll put Trimmer on the line to shoot two. It's 30-22.
JJ came out too far, allowed that guy to drive by him. I think you're going to come out, close, hands up, force the three. don't let him drive.
But Trimmer at the line to shoot two. Misses the first one.
Love it.
Not a great foul shooting team. They weren't in their JV game either.
Nope.
They're 1 for 5 so far from the foul line. Now 2 for 6.
Oh,
JJ almost took that away from Berkey and knocked it out of bounds. But a good save there by Berkey. Feed JJ down low, up with the left hand, and in. He got good position that time, took his time, and controlled that left hand up.
Against the big guy.
Well, yeah, I think the big guy maybe doesn't know JJ's left-handed. He probably does now. JJ can catch you off guard once. Every lefty will get you one time. On top, Carly for three. Misses. No box out from Grove.
Grove,
the rebound.
Did block out.
Yeah, rebound by Bosshart. They swing it over to Jenchuk. Down low. Bourne. Doubled by JJ. Blocked by JJ. He didn't know he was getting doubled. No help talk there. JJ with a good double team.
Could
Carton
be.
For three. Hits it! Trent Carton buries the three. He's got 10 in the game. 30-27 Warriors. 5.5 to go. Third quarter. Good defensive energy for the Warriors so far here in this quarter. Really, since the end of the first quarter. In the corner, Bosshart wants to drive baseline, kicks it out to Bourne, swings it to Jenchuk. Right angle is Carly. Back over to Mosshart, drives the baseline, no
That's
good.
That's a bad shot.
And there's a foul by JJ after the shot. He just kept on coming into him. It was a terrible shot.
A bad shot.
The work was already done defensively because you forced him so far to the baseline he had no angle. But JJ's momentum carried him into him, or vice versa, or whatever. They were both moving, and...
Well, they made one.
You're not going to get the call if you're both moving. Bosshart with the first one.
He wants to check too many shots, and his momentum, he checks...
Instead of going
straight up.
Yeah.
He doesn't realize how long his arms are, and he could...
Well, and when the other guy's still moving towards you, that gap closes fast.
Yeah.
Bosshart hits a pair. Warriors get it to JJ in the middle. Little dribble, kicks in the corner. Carton blocked out of bounds by Bosshart.
See, JJ's wide open underneath.
But that's where you've got to, Carton does not shoot quickly when he shoots.
No, it takes too long.
And so you got to use the pump fake on that because you know people are going to try to block you. Nice Seth with the ball out on top. 32-27, gives it up to Berkey. Warriors ball blocked out of bounds. Not a good pass there.
Well, you're lucky.
Yeah, tipped out of bounds by Trimmer. Berkey tried to force that one to Carton, popping out from the baseline. Trimmer was right on it. Berkey gets it into Grove. Oh, almost lost it. Foul on Bosshart. There wasn't much of a foul.
A lot of hand check.
They haven't called that in the first half, though, so we're both a little surprised. Their coach is not happy. That's his third?
Yeah. I just heard him say three.
So that hurts him. I mean, he's not great. There's not a big drop
That's
off.
All they got, though.
Yeah, but 12, the guy that came in for him. Fosdick, not very good. Berkey to the elbow, out to Grove for three. Good! Andrew Grove with his first basket of the game. Buries the three-pointer. It's a two-point game with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 32-30. Some big shooting here in this quarter by the Warriors. Good halftime by Devin, obviously. It's a drive. Trimmer on the baseline. They double him. Kick it out in the corner. Jenchuk misses the three. Colby tips. And
that's
then it should be Warriors ball off of Bosshart and out of bounds. Good job by the Warriors. Good box out by Colby. It's not easy. You're not always going to keep that big guy off the boards, but you got to try. Now, he's a good rebounder. They go middle. They force it, though.
Get on the ground.
Ball's on the ground, and they come out of there with it. Bosshart ahead to Trimmer. Finds Bourne driving. JJ tips it. Bourne gets it back.
Got it.
And a steal. Berkey was knocked away by Carton. Berkey with it. Puts the brakes on. Over to Nyseth. Need to settle down.
Patience.
Nyseth.
Patience.
Lost it. Bourne knocked it away from him.
Sorry.
They didn't slow down and run the offense. Well, you weren't wrong. You were just loud. Bosshart with the ball on the right angle. And we've got a timeout taken by the Eagles. It's 32-30. Warriors down two.
We're playing better than we played all year.
Yeah.
Against a good team.
Good energy.
Down here, though.
Yeah, not on the... Our ball handling is not good.
Once the first quarter got out of our system, we played excellent defense for the whole second quarter and all of this quarter.
Yep.
And he's got the right guys. He's got the big guy on the big guy. And Kobe's done an excellent job. And then good doubles.
The problem is Colby's looking absolutely exhausted.
He's all right. I hope he doesn't take him out right now.
No, he's playing well. You got to keep him in there, ride this a little bit.
But that wasn't his. He ends up getting a turnover. That was just a bad pass. Fake.
Yeah.
Let the guy dive.
Well, the last one was his, though, because he tried to dribble. Against, and just slow down. We beat the press. Slow it down.
Yeah.
Run the offense. Got to be patient. All right. Warriors on defense here.
Oh,
no,
man,
it's okay. You can do that.
Close.
You can do it because you're going into the backcourt on an inbound.
Yeah. So I thought he had drug his foot in the.
They go down low. They
call
find
timeout.
Bourne comes along the baseline, catches, and dumps it in on the right side. Warriors get the pressure ahead.
Do it.
Carton backs it out. On top to Grove. Warriors down four. High post. Nysef fakes.
Got him.
Oh, almost turned it over. Grove gets it back. Grove resets. Lost it. It was tipped by Boss Hart, and then Grove couldn't get it back. He tried. He dribbled it a couple times and lost it. Meeker's going to come in. Who's he coming in for here?
I think Andrew.
I think you're right. Nope, for JJ.
Oh, JJ. I don't know.
Gonna go a little smaller, but really you've only got one big guy on the floor for
them.
Everybody else wants to play on the perimeter. So size, as long as you've got somebody in there that can body Bourne, you should be okay. Or trap him when he gets the ball, either one. Boss Hart gets it to Bourne in the low post, kicks it out, 3-point attempt, good for Jencheck. He can shoot it. He's got 9 in the game. It's all he does. But they've got it back to 7 and a timeout taken by Devin. It's going to be a full timeout. So we'll take a break also. Amity Warriors trail 37-30, 2:46 left to go third quarter. We'll be right back. 2:46 remaining third quarter. Warriors down 7, 37-30. It was 32-30.
And had the ball a couple times. Just turnover just piling up, man.
Yeah, we've got, how many do we have this quarter? About three or four?
I wish I could tell.
Well, we had 13 at halftime.
Okay, yeah, so 8.
Warriors will have the basketball going the full length of the court. They're going to right
22.
To left in front of us.
9 turnovers.
In this quarter. That's a lot of turnovers. They've got a few also, but too many for the Warriors. Grove in the front court with it. Backs it out to Berkey on top. Sets up the offense. You got Meeker in there at the high post. Nysef at the low post. They go to Meeker. Back to Berkey. To Grove. Over to Berkey. In
there
the corner.
Is.
Carton for 3.
No.
Oh, way too strong. Nysef with the board. Powers
yeah.
it up and in. Colby Nysef with 12 points in the game. Leading scorer for the Warriors. Carton's got 6, 7, 10. Back to a 5-point game. Need a defensive stop here. Colby doing a great job on Bourne overall here in this third quarter. Carley wants to drive.
You can't leave him.
Trying to leave it to Bourne.
Throw it away.
Colby just rode Bourne all the way out of bounds. And their coach, this is what their coach is unhappy about, Coach Ropp. Because Colby just rode him out of bounds and he couldn't catch the ball. We'll take the turnover. Berkey gets it across, puts the brakes on, too much dribbling, gets it stolen. Trimmer with it. Working on Berkey, puts the brakes on. Berkey knocks
almost
it away.
Foul on Berkey.
Foul.
I think that's only a second, maybe third.
Warriors. 13 foul on Amity. 37-32. Ball out of bounds on the far sideline. They get it into Boss Hart. Boss Hart. To Carley on the right angle, extended, trying to look inside to Bourne. Colby doing a good job being physical, has a moving screen on Bourne. Bourne with it down low, they double him.
Trouble.
He rips it out in the corner for Jencheck for 3, no good.
Hang on.
Meeker tips, and Berkey corrals. Berkey up the right side, back to Meeker at the top, over to Berkey in the corner, Grove
could
for
be.
3. Oh, it wouldn't stay. Meeker with a rebound, he should be fouled,
oh,
no
my
call!
Goodness.
Oh, he was hit on the arm. Oh! Eagles with the ball. 1:05 to go here in the third quarter. Up 5, 37-32, and we're gonna have a foul on Colby, I think.
Well, that was makeup.
Well, he's been very physical.
They didn't like that. They didn't like that. I mean, he pushed him harder before, didn't get the foul. That was...
I think that's 2 on Colby. Reagan's gonna come in. Colby's tired. I mean, he's been working his tail off for 7 minutes. I don't think I've ever seen Colby work so hard defensively. Good job. See if Reagan can keep it up. Reagan had problems with him in the second, in the first quarter. Yenchek on the wing.
Well, you gotta get to him before he gets the ball. Once he gets the ball, you're in trouble.
You gotta play half around on him, but they can lob to him. They get it down there low. Traveled. Reagan cuts away the right, goes back to the left knock. Oh, they're gonna get Carton on a reach in. Oh! They did everything right. They took away his right hand. They forced him back to the defense. Carton reached in and got called for the hand in the cookie jar there. And Mather's gonna come
sub?
In.
Well, when you're announcing, it's hard to push the buzzer.
Huh. Carton out. I think is that might have been his third. Yeah. And it's good for him to get a little break. He's played over 7 minutes in a row here. Get a little break here at the end of the quarter. Bourne to Trimmer. Trying to go back into Bourne. They drive. Now Bourne on top for
got
three. Hits it. Shoot. They pop him out. That's the second time he's done that to Reagan.
They got a lot of threes, man.
They do. Well, and when he's going to hit a three, you're really in trouble. Mather in the corner.
No.
Misses that three. Rebound inside. Tipped by Grove. Can't come down with it. Yenchek. 24 seconds.
They'll go for a last shot. They're going inside.
They're up by 8. Warriors had this down to 2.
That outscored 8-2.
No. 8-2. Exactly. Take this back up to
big
8.
Guy. Just don't let the big guy get it. Got it.
There's a steal by Mather. Mather will take it in, lay it up and in before the buzzer, and that'll end the quarter. It's 40-34. The Warriors with a nice quarter and a great way to end it there by Mike Mather. They were so trying to figure out how to get the ball to Bourne that they lost their awareness of where the defense was, and Mike came in from behind there, got the clean steal, and went the length of the floor. We'll take a quick break here on KLYC and be back with the fourth quarter. Welcome back, Warrior fans.
Need 8 minutes on the clock.
They don't have their time up there yet. There we go. They've got an automatic button there. Doesn't have to enter it in, Ron. You need that. 40-34 in favor of Santiam Christian. Warriors with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Colby back in. He got his little break. Colby's done a better job on Bourne. And we need the offense, honestly.
Yeah.
Reagan struggled with Bourne tonight. Just because of his mobility. Grove, left corner, three. Hits it! That's a big one, folks. Andrew Grove with his second three. Cuts it to three. 40-37. First basket. That was drawn up coming in out of the quarter. Break. Nice job by Coach McShane to draw that up and Grove to execute it. They try to go down low. Bourne hooks a pass. It's loose. Berkey gets it loose. Grove with it. Grove pushes hard. He's got Meeker. Takes it in. He's fouled. Andrew Grove going to the line to shoot two. But why was he going at the front of the rim? You have no shot.
He was going to do this.
You have no shot at the front of the rim with the defense bearing down on you. Take it to a side, Andrew. Take it to a side. He got the foul, though. So Grove to the line to shoot two. 40-37 Eagles.
That was a bad pass by...
Bourne, he was falling out of bounds. Yeah.
Good double team. Kobe played him.
Well, it started with a bad entry pass to him. Grove misses the first one. Warriors killing themselves at the foul line tonight. Grove 0 for 1. Meeker 1 for 3. Carton 1 for 2. And Nyseth 0 for 2.
We're ahead.
Yeah.
Neutrals. That's a brick.
Misses them both. Oh, my goodness, folks. We're going to lose this game at the foul line if we're not careful. Down 3. 7:20 to go here in this one. Warriors are going to have to win this on the defensive end, Ron, for sure. They hook a pass down low. Hooks it up and in. When he catches that in rhythm, it's all over. That little jump hook off the glass is unstoppable. Warriors get the ball to the middle, down 5. Mather in
slow
the corner,
down.
Drives baseline, back to Nyseth at the elbow, pulls up short.
Good.
Meeker inside,
could be a foul.
Banks it up, no!
Why is that not a foul?
We have not gotten very many calls inside. Not that we make free throws anyway, but it'd be nice to get those fouls called. Man, Meeker struggling, Clark struggling tonight. Both of them not having their characteristic games. Bourne kicks it back out. On top, Yenchek, left wing, Mosshart drives, flicks it up. Terrible shot. Nyseth with the rebound. Over to Grove. Berkey will bring it up. Berkey crosses the timeline with it, and a timeout taken by Devin. Boys are working hard on the defensive end, struggling on the offensive end. I don't know. Have we finished inside? Hardly. JJ got one, and Colby might have got one or two early. Other than that, we have not scored around the basket.
Well, we haven't got any fouls either.
That's what I mean. We're not getting anything. We're not getting the finish. We're not getting the foul called. We're just coming up empty.
How many fouls they have in the first half? Two or one? And now they got two in the second half.
Oh, they had six in the first half.
Oh, yeah.
They were both right at six when they went to the halftime. But they're not getting them inside. They're only getting fouls called on the outside. So, yeah, it's the way it's being called, right? Okay. 6:27 left to go, fourth quarter. 42-37, Sandy M. Christian. Bourne is a problem, Ron. He had 14 in the first half. He's got nine in this quarter, so 23 in the game. There's a foul right there, yeah.
Oh,
no call
goodness.
On Carly as he hacks across the arms of Meeker. On top, swing it to the left corner. Grove drives, floats. Can't get it.
Colby
inside with the rebound. Puts it back up. He's fouled. We finally got one. Well, they can't take Bourne out of the game either. He has not been on the... Bourne, Yenchek, Carly, and Trimmer have not been out of the game.
They can't.
No.
No, they have nobody else on that bench.
They have nothing on that bench. Those are JV players, my friend, sitting on that bench. We've seen one guy come off the bench, and it wasn't good. He's played about two 45-second stretches in this game before they got him back out.
Come on, cool.
Naismith hits a free throw. I'm excited, folks. Cuts it down to a four-point game. One more coming for the senior forward. Colby about 6'1", 220.
Played strong football kid. About 240, I think.
Yeah, strong kid. This is the second one. High for the rebound is that Fosdick. Naismith one out of two that time. One out of four in the game from the foul line. Warriors down four. Fosdick on the right wing. Grove on him. Oh, that's a travel. Trimmer. They go inside. Back out on top to Carly. Carly works left to Yenchek. Yenchek, Mikey right up on him. Can't give that kid an open look. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Fosdick trying to feed Bourne. Knocked away by Naismith. Good job playing that half around by Colby. It's risky. Because if they lob to the baseline,
well,
you're in trouble.
Beaker's on the backside.
That's what you gotta have. You gotta have help.
It's like JJ was in the...
You have to know you have help too. Yeah. You have to trust that help to get there because when you play half around, you're in trouble. Yenchek from the corner misses. Oh. Colby with a rebound. Took it away from Fosdick. 5:29 to go. 4-point game. Mikey in the corner to Grove. Back to Mike Mather on top. He needs to slow down a little bit. He looks a little nervous out there. Berkey with the drive.
Nice
beats
pass.
Meeker underneath. You can't get that. He gets
got
a foul
it.
On Bourne. He was like, you're not getting that shot off inside. Bourne's not letting you get that off. I don't even know where the foul was on that. Looked to me like he blocked the shot, but we haven't had a lot of calls. Maybe they understood that finally. Start to reverse the trend here a little bit.
But we gotta make free throws.
Meeker's 1 for 3 from the line. Meeker gets that one to roll in. One more coming for George. It's a three-point game. Mike out and Carton back in. That's a good break for Carton. Mike did a good job subbing.
Yeah, he's gotten better. It's just the more playing time he gets, he's going
to
be good.
He just has to slow down with the dribble. He gets a little antsy. Meeker misses the second one. Trimmer with the rebound. Warriors killing themselves with the foul line. Down three. Carly with the ball. Center of the court. Gets it over to Bosshart. They go inside. Bourne, pump fake. They double. He kicks it back out. Yenchek for three. No good. Rebound. Knocked away, and Berkey gets it. Knocked to the ground. He got tripped up, but Grove got the ball back to Berkey. Berkey brings it across. It's a three-point game with 4:40 to go. Try to hook a pass inside. It's deflected. You got to make a bounce pass there. They throw ahead on the left wing to Bosshart. Out on top. Yenchek with a three. You can hear the crowd, folks. Back to a six-point game. Warriors turn it over. Eagles capitalize with a three. Carton, Grove, left corner, drives. Back to Carton, mid-range.
Nope.
Won't go. Good box out by the Eagles. They box everybody out. Ball falls to the floor. Warriors need to stop bad here. Yenchek for another three. No good. Rebound Carton. 4 minutes to go. Warriors down six. Need a basket here desperately. Grove on the right wing with it. Dribbles out towards the angle, now towards the top. Swings it to Berkey on the left side. Berkey will dribble to the top, now to Grove. Berkey cuts through. Grove back to Berkey. Finds Meeker in the high post. Back to Berkey. Meeker at the elbow.
You got Kobe down.
Finally find Grove. 15-footer. Side of the backboard. Wow. They throw out ahead. Bosshart corrals it back to Trimmer. Trimmer on the wing. Jenchek gives it to Carly, and they reset with 3.5. Warriors need another stop here defensively. Four fouls on the Eagles, and now six on the Warriors Berkey picks up a little blocking foul there.
How can they call?
They've called a lot of touch fouls out on the perimeter. They have not called very many touch fouls in the paint.
Which we don't want.
No.
As long as we're pushing on the big guy.
Right. Yeah, if they wanted to call it tight, we'd be fouled out because the way we're leaning on him. See, the double, the front back there, that's a good adjustment by Devin. You gotta have help on the big guy. Bosshart trying to go to the middle, nice chest up. You see Berkey cut away, Bourne's cut, and that led to the steal. Grove for three.
I don't think so.
Halfway down, won't stay. Jenchek with a rebound. And then a reach-in foul on Meeker. They didn't call any of the contact with Carton and Jenchek, but as soon as Meeker gets there and reaches in, they get him. That's the 17 foul, so they go to the line. Jenchek with 12 points in the game, all of them from three-point range. And he will go to the line to shoot 1-1. 45-39. Turnovers and free throws, Ron. That's all I have to say. Jenchek buries the first one.
They're 4 for 8, and we are.
No, we are ugly. We'll tally it later. He misses the second one. Colby with a good rebound. Colby's had a good game. He did not have a great game on Tuesday. No. He's playing well tonight. Inside. Meeker cannot get the finish. He'll go to the line to shoot two. That's the story of the game also. The third story of the game. The first story is turnovers. The second is missed foul shots. The third one is our inability to finish at the rim. Just can't get a shot to drop, folks. I mean, we should have like 54, 55 points at this point between free throws and inside shots.
There we go. That was a nice free throw there.
Meeker hits it. He is 3 out of 6 from the line tonight. I mean, you'd like to shoot somewhere around 70% as a team. That's realistic, I think. Get them both. That helps. Cuts it back to 5-point game. Warriors need a stop. 2:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Carly works left. Bounce pass to Jenchek. Berkey pressures him. Hooks a pass back to Carly in the right forecourt. Wants to drive. Gets cut off. Hooks a pass. He stepped out of bounds. Good defense by Meeker and Carton. Great job. Carton forced him baseline. Meeker came over to help, and he ran out of real estate. He was looking to pass that ball out the other side. They just took away his opportunity to make that cut. Berkey gets it across. Skip pass to Grove in the left corner. 2-3 zone all game long for these Eagles. Grove for three. We need it. Bounces around, don't get it. Meeker with the board.
Fouled.
He's fouled. No call. Out to Neistat. Fakes the three. Drives. He gets a basket! I wasn't sure if they were going to call a foul or not on Bourne. He got a piece of the ball. It still went in off the backboard. Colby having the game of his life, folks. On both ends of the floor. Timeout taken by Coach Tyler Ropp of the Eagles. 150. Welcome back, Warrior fans. 156 remaining in a good one. Warriors had an ugly first quarter, really ugly, as they tried to figure out what Sandy and Christian was doing. We've been turning the ball over at an unbelievable rate the whole game. We're over 20 turnovers in this game. And we're shooting 6 out of 15 from the foul line, and we're down 3. And we have not finished worth anything in the paint.
We have 20 turnovers.
Trimmer to inbound. Gets it into Bosshart. Bosshart. They've got Bourne with Neiseth on him. Man-to-man defense. Carly, there's ball tipped away.
Oh,
and it
Meeker.
Went through the legs of Meeker. That's a tough one. Great play by Berkey. He got the tip on the pass, but he tipped it right down to the floor between Meeker's legs. He couldn't pull it out. Bourne to inbound. Throws it out way on top. They go low post to Bourne, and it's going to be a foul on Colby. Bourne will go shoot one and one. He was going to get a lay-in if you didn't foul him. But that's the problem. There was no backside help there either.
No.
You see that? Colby, Colby played half around.
Trent was in on the side. He's got to let his guy go.
Colby played half around, and there was no backside help. We talked about that. You can't play half around on a kid that big and then not have backside help. You've got to have a rotation there. Otherwise, they'll just lob over the top of that half around. He misses the free throw. Nice effort with the rebound. So it turns out pretty good for the Warriors. Bourne misses again. He's one out of four from the line. It's really the only weakness in his game. Not a great foul shot.
Oh,
no. Grove throws it away, trying to go diagonal to the corner over the head of Carton. Bourne would have had a hard time catching that one at 6'6". Warriors, turnover 21, Ron. I'm counting. Oh, Carley. No, sorry. Bosshart brings it up. Grove on him. Berkey denying Carley. Now Carley gets the ball. Gets it to Jenchek. Has an offensive foul on Carley. He laid a shoulder block into Carton, and Carton let him know. I mean, a little acting, but you got to show it, right? Because Carley just ran into him. Timeout, Warriors.
So we're shooting bonus next time because of that.
Full timeout. 1:18 left to go in this one. Don't go anywhere, folks. We got a good one here from Santa Ana Christian.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
Leppin Enterprises is locally owned and operated by distinguished members of the Amity alumni and are proud sponsors of the Amity Athletic Program and School District.
Northwest Rapid Manufacturing is the premier provider of rapid manufactured prototypes and production parts. Through superior process control, operational excellence, and unmatched customer service, we are building a legacy business to serve thousands of customers for generations to come. Northwest Rapid Manufacturing, located in McMinnville, supplying quality 3D printed manufactured parts since 2008. Contact them at 503-434-8557. That's 503-434-8557.
I'm the big guy.
Welcome back to ELYC. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber from Santa Ana Christian School. Warriors with the ball, down three. 1:18 left to go. You don't need a three here, Ron. You're in the bonus. Both teams are in the one and one. You don't need a three. You just need a good shot and then play some good defense. Carton looks at the three. Back to Berkey. 2-3 zone all game long. Berkey on top. In the corner to Grove. Back to Meeker. Stolen by Bosshart, throws it off of Meeker and out of bounds.
We got ourselves in a bad situation over there in the corner.
Warriors pick up the defense full court here. Bourne inbounds to Trimmer. Over to Carley. Carley with Berkey on him. Berkey, one of the best guard defenders in the state. Working on Berkey, or on Carley. And a foul gonna be on Berkey, I think. As he came over to double on Jenchek.
Here comes the free throws.
Jenchek's one out of two. That's the 19th foul on the Warriors. So one and one for Jenchek of the Eagles. They'll be in the double bonus the last 50 seconds of this game. Hits the foul shot. Two out of three now. So if you're looking for somebody to foul, Trimmer's 0 for 2. Bourne's 1 for 4. Jenchek's 3 for 4, so we don't want to foul him again.
Yeah.
All right, 5-point game. Warriors need a quick basket of any kind here. Grove, bounce pass to Nyseth, fades on the baseline,
hits it
over the top of Bourne. What a shot. Nyseth with 17 in the game. No, 17 now.
Take a charge on this
guy. They get it over to
that's
Trimmer.
That's a bad shot.
Trimmer traveled.
That's a bad shot.
Well, they don't need to shoot the ball.
That's
undisciplined right there. There's no reason to shoot that ball. They tried to run a semi-fast break, and Trimmer shuffled his feet. Warriors are down three with 30 seconds to go. Now you'd like to, if you get an open three, great. If you don't, you got to score pretty quick. Carton misses the three. Battle inside. Bourne with the rebound. You got a foul, and they do. 19.7 seconds. So it's two-shot foul now. So Bourne will go to the line to shoot two.
Trent had a good look at three. I mean, he has to hurry, though, and that really screws up his rhythm.
Yeah.
They got two shots.
Bourne to the line, shooting two. Misses the first.
Fouled the right guy.
Yeah, well, so far, he's one out of five tonight. He doesn't look like he should be a bad foul shooter. He shoots three-pointers just fine.
Yeah.
He shoots mid-range. He just, it's all mental at the foul line. Hits the second one. So he is two out of six from the foul line. It's a four-point game with 19.7. That was a big free throw for Sandy M. Christian. Full timeout, folks. We'll stay right here. 19.7 seconds left, 49-45 in favor of Sandy M. Christian. It's Warriors basketball. Warriors are in the bonus. Sandy M. Christian in the double bonus. On the floor for the Warriors.
We have played better teams than this season, but we haven't played as well as we have against a good team. We've won the games we should win.
Yeah.
Against good competition. Against competition that is not.
Well, and I'm gonna say this Sandy M. Christian team has one really, really good player.
One.
And then they have a couple of guys who can shoot threes when they're open, and they handle the ball. The point guard handles the ball well. And that's it.
Nothing else.
That's their team right
Nothing
there.
Nothing else.
And they play good defense on the perimeter. They play the passing lanes well. I mean, we have 20 some odd turnovers because of their hands. But offensively, it's Bourne and Yenchek and not much else. Warriors with the ball. You need to score quick here, something. Doesn't matter if it's a three. You've got to score fast. It needs to be under 10 seconds. That's not how you get there. Berkey pushes fast up the floor.
Gotta
over
have
to Grove.
It. Gotta have
Grove.
It.
Back to Berkey. Gotta shoot.
Gotta have
13
it.
13 seconds. Berkey.
Somebody gotta shoot one.
Nice F turns. Banks. No good. Ball's loose. Yenchek with a rebound. That's gonna do it, folks. 4.3 seconds. We're gonna put him on the line to shoot too, but it's all academic now. It's already a two possession game. So regardless if he makes it or misses it, we can't get two possessions in that time. Even if you make a shot, they can run 5 seconds out of bounds.
Yeah.
So, Warriors are going to lose this one.
Did we learn anything? Yes.
Well, I think, yeah. A, we learned we can play with these guys. If we just take care of the basketball and make free throws, we win this game. Yenchek with the free throw. He's got 16 in the game now, 10 in the second half. He can shoot the three. And they do a good job of finding him. And he makes his free throws. He's 5 out of 6 from the foul line. Berkey will pull up from about 30. Bury it. Where was that all game?
Where was that all game?
Final score. 51-48 in favor of the Eagles. The Warriors were down 9 after 1, 8 at halftime, 6 after 3, and they lose by 3. They stayed in this game. They played tough. They had it down to a two-point game multiple times in the second half. Just could not quite finish this. And the reason we didn't finish is because turnovers and missed foul shots.
Turnovers and foul shots.
We'll come back with some final numbers for you. This is KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Tough loss for the Warrior boys tonight. 51-48, the final score to the Sandy M. Christian Eagles. That's 11 versus 12. It won't hurt the Warriors a lot to lose on the road to a higher ranked team. They might drop a spot or two in the rankings, but it won't kill them. And they'll get another chance at this team back
our
on
place.
Our floor. We just need to not turn the ball over and make our free throws. The Warriors tonight were led by Colby Nyseth with 17. Trent Carton had 10. Evan Berkey with 7. Grove 6. Meeker 4. Howard 2. Clark and Watson both played, didn't score. Benjamin Bourne leading the way with 24 points for the Sandy M. Christian Eagles, 17 for Yenchek, including 5 out of 6 from the foul line, 6 for Carly and 4 for Bosshart. Go ahead, Ron. I'm gonna tally some free throw shooting while you're talking about some other stuff there.
Well, I have us for 21 turnovers. That's obviously the difference in the game. 21 turnovers and 6-4-7-9.
Oh, I've got that. 14. We're 6 out of 15.
Yeah.
So, and they were 9 out of 16. So there's, they didn't shoot great from the foul line, but they did down the stretch because they got the right guy there, Jedrzejczyk.
Yes.
But those 3 points are the difference in the game. I mean, we didn't shoot well. They shot poorly. We shot terrible. They just shot a little bit better, but they'd only had, how many turnovers did you have them for?
Had 8 turnovers for them.
Yeah, I think they had more than that, but they didn't have near as many as we did.
Oh no, half as many as us.
And so I think if you looked at, and you know, they beat us on the rebounding too, I think. And so I would guess that probably they had, I don't know, do you have total shots attempted in the game by them?
Yeah, I had halftime. I don't have the...
I'll bet they had 10 more shots on goal than we did over the course of the game 30. Because of the turnovers.
They got 35 shots up. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. They got 30 shots up and made about 14.
Yeah.
14 or 15 out of... Yeah.
Well, the big guy shot a good percentage.
Yeah.
When he was able to not be double-teamed. The only time we really had success on him is when we brought the double. If he got the ball and went one-on-one, it didn't matter who's there because we don't have anybody that size. He's so long, 6'6", and he has that jump hook off the glass.
He made a couple key baskets in the second half, but after the first quarter, we pretty much shut that down.
Part of the way you shut that down is through the double, which means if he makes the right pass, you get a good look somewhere else. And Jenchek did hit 2 threes in the second half.
That was a difference.
So that was big. Overall, though, a lot of positive things after that first quarter. Like we talked about, the first quarter they came out, and we obviously did not know what they were going to run. We were not ready for that. We didn't have a double team set up. We didn't have...
The wrong people guarding the wrong people.
Well, we weren't hedging the right direction. We didn't know what he wanted to do. And then he did everything to us, right? He scored at the rim. Then he had a dunk on a curl play. Well, that'll mess you up. Then you have to sag off him. Then he steps out and hits a three, and you're like, oh, great.
And really, we did a poor job of coming out of timeouts because I think he got 4 points out of timeouts
set
that were set plays that the coach called timeout on their end of the court to set up a half court out of bounds play.
Yep, exactly.
And got it wide open. I mean,
yep.
Yeah. That was.
All right. Well, we had a fun game. It was entertaining. Boys did not embarrass themselves, but they left themselves a lot of room for improvement going forward. We're going to take a quick break. There's going to be dead air for just a minute as we reset the software so we get a new recording for the girls' game. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We appreciate you joining us for the boys' game. Stick around for exciting girls' action against the Santiam Christian Eagles.